Hey there, I'm Lee Wade, and you just tuned into WYSO Youth Radio. We're working with high schoolers across the area to share their stories through sound, straight from their lives to your ears. This next generation turned all the way up. Up next, the School of Innovation in Springfield and a group of talented student poets.
Hi, I'm Vivian Geringer.
What inspires you to write poetry?
I have so many feelings and emotions all the time that it's really easy for me to put that into words.
What is your poem really about?
My poem is about happiness. But happiness is a really hard feeling for me to experience because I've had a lot of tragedy happen. And so it's like that feeling when you finally are happy after so long of being in like despair, and you it's like in the winter when you finally feel the warm sun hit your skin. It's like that's where you want to be.
That's understandable.
Happiness was her name, and she hit me like a bullet right between my ribs. She hit me with such that the air was knocked out of me. Happiness was her name, and she hit me like a bullet. I saw her waving her hands and calling my name. She drew me in, luring me in with her warm energy. Happiness was her name, and she was amazing. Happiness is what she was called, and she made me feel warm and fuzzy. She made me want to leave the dark space of my room. She made me want to live. I started getting out of bed, not feeling the urge to go back. I started participating, doing more. I started being more. Happiness was her name, and she was a blessing.
You have a really good poem.
Thank you.
I liked how you read it.
Thank you.
Are you signed up for WYSO's daily newsletter? I'm Caitlin Schrader, the digital editor at WYSO. And each weekday morning at 6, I send you the latest headlines from our community and across Ohio. Our reporters are producing trustworthy journalism that connects you to our community and goes beyond obvious answers. Stay informed and inspired each morning and sign up for our newsletter today at wyso.org/newsletter.
My name is Bailey Hayden. The Kettle is about the feeling of anger and how you can try to suppress it so much, but there's a point where you can't hold it in anymore and it just bursts out. And it hurts the people around you. And then you figure out it's hurting yourself because of the anger. Anger messes with your mind. But then a hand comes and helps you out, and you're like, it's helping hand. They help you out. They're like, hey, it's okay. They're your friend. They're a family that helps you. When I often write poetry, I write what I'm feeling or thinking at that moment, and it helps just get me through that time.
Does it like calm you down, or do you just like zone out and it just kind of happens?
It calms me down. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put these feelings down on paper. So that's what I do.
Do you appreciate your work after you've written it?
I do. I love my work after I write it. I like all my writings. The Kettle. My body feels like a raging furnace. My veins are full of magma waiting to burst. The kettle on the tip of my neck is boiling over. The steam pushing like a horde of sheep trying to fit into a pen too small. Pressure overlapping. Wanting to let out cries of frustration. The pen snaps. The kettle whistles piping steam. Wait, it burns. It's burning. It's hurting. Hurting others. My friends, family, people around me. It's hurting me. What am I doing? I don't want this. A hand? What's it doing? Grabbing the handle, it lifts my kettle off the fire. The water stops boiling. It lifts my lid. My whistling stops.
Poets on a Mic. That was Vivian Geringer and Bailey Hayden from Springfield School of Innovation, with questions served up by their friends, Atlas Elliott and Jinx Hampton. Huge thanks to the School of Innovation, Principal Kathy Lee, Beth Dixon, and the Springfield Museum of Art. WYSO Youth Radio is made possible with support from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council, and it's produced right here at WYSO in the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.